Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe nyo.
We thank God for this another day.
Twebaza kando na kulala nate.
We are now going to talk about part two.
Tugenda kubanga twogera ku kitundu ekyoku.
Of God is not guilty.
Ekigamba nti Katonda talina musango.
God is not responsible.
Katonda si yavunaanyizibwa.
For bad things in our lives.
Ku bintu ebibi ebiri mu bulamu bwaffe.
We did part one and it was amazing.
Twakola ekitundu ekisooka era kyali kirungi nnyo.
And so let's go into this teaching today of part two.
Katika tugende mu kusomesa kuno kwa kitundu ekyokubiri.
Holy Spirit, I thank you for this opportunity.
Mwe mtukufu nkweba zolo mkisa guno.
To minister to your precious people.
Okwele zeri abantu wabo muendo.
I pray that you anoint us, anoint our lips of clay.
Nsaba ufuka mafuta kumimwaja.
Holy Spirit, I pray that you think through us.
Era nsaba lozo kuita mufe.
That you touch and bless our vocal cords.
Okwate erowo mkisa emimiroja.
As we share this message.
Ngatuwe yaliza ubaka wunu.
In Jesus' name.
Mulinyari ya Yesu.
Amen. Praise God.
Kama ibaziwe.
So let's get ready, get your Bibles out and your notebooks.
Katifuna Bible yofuna nechitabu wandika.
And let's go in the Word of God.
Tugende mu kigambo kya Katonda.
We ended at Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
Olukusomesa okwayita twakoma ku kitabo ky'Abaruumi eso y'omunaano nnyo lwa 28.
And we saw that so many people believe that God is responsible for whatever happens in their lives.
Era twakira nti abantu bangi balowooza nti Katonda yavunaanyizibwa ku bizibu byonna ebiri mu bulamu bwabwe.
And because they think God is responsible for whatever happens in our lives, and they think that is good, and that it works, everything that happens works for our good in some way.
N'olw'okuba balowooza bwe batyo balowooza nti ebizibu ebijja gye tuli mu ngeri emu obendala bikola ku lw'obulungi.
And we realize that that is not true.
Era twakizuula nti ekyo si kituufu.
That is not a true idea.
Ekyo si kintu kituufu.
And it's not biblical.
Era si kintu kya Bible.
So we looked at Romans 8 verse 28.
Katwala babaruumi esula munaanyo lwa 28.
And this is a verse that so many people use to back up this idea that God is responsible for everything that comes in our lives, including evil things.
Era luno lwe lunyiri abantu abalowooza bwe batyo lwe bakozesa nga bagamba nti n'ebizibu ebiri mu bulamu bwaffe Katonda yavunaanyizibwako.
And you hear this verse being quoted at funeral services.
Erotero kuliro lunyiriri luno nga baluogerako nga balusoma mu maziika.
I remember as I was growing up,
zijukira bwe nalinga nkula,
I lost a very close friend. It was a little boy.
Nafirwa mukwano gwange nyunga ndi mulenzi muto.
You know, we had gone out trying to swim.
Twagenda okuwuga.
At a lake and my friend drowned. It's horrible. The memory is horrible. I lost my dear friend. I saw him die. But when they, you know, they took him out of the water, and of course they prepared the funeral, and I was there. I attended the funeral service. So I'm sitting there at the funeral service, and the preacher started preaching, and this is what he said. He quoted this verse, and he said, all things work out for good for those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. And he went on saying that, you know, God is all-knowing, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And this was the will of God. We need to appreciate the will of God. And he went on and on and on giving his reasons why this thing is working out for our good and how it is God's will.
Era n'agenda maaso mu kusomesa kwe ng'alaga ekintu kino nga bwe kiri, okwagala kwa Katonda era bwe kiri nti kikola bulungi ku baffe.
And he went on telling us that there's nothing happens if God does not allow it to happen.
Era n'agamba teri kintu kyonna kibeerawo nga Katonda takikkiriza kubeera.
As I was so hurt.
Nempulira obulumi.
I was so hurt. I went like, what's wrong with this God? And how could God kill my friend? How could God kill my friend? I was so upset. And as I was young.
Nali mulenzi muto.
But thank God for the understanding of God's heart and the knowledge we have in God today.
Netwe baza katondo lokutegera kwetwafuna okora ku mutima gwa katonda nokumanya kwetuina lero.
And this is why evangelism is even getting difficult in our days today, because people have painted a wrong picture of God.
Yensonga lwachi okubulira enjiri kufuse kuzibu kwa abantu basize ekifananye chamwe cha Katonda.
And Christ is preached the wrong way.
Era Kristo abulirwa mu ngeri enchamu.
But let's look at this verse. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God."
Era tukimanyidde ddala nti ebintu byonna bikola ku lw'obulungi eri abo abaagala Katonda.
To them who are the called according to his purpose.
Era n'eri abo abayitibwa okusinziira ku kigendererwa kye.
Praise God.
Mukama yebaze.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebaze.
So this verse doesn't say all things come from God and work out for our good.
Kati olinyo lino teruga nti ebintu byonna biva eri Katonda eri n'ebikola ku lw'obulungi bwaffe.
This verse says all things work together for good to them that love God.
Olunyini olugamba nti ebintu byonna bikola ku lw'obulungi eri abo abaagala Katonda.
Those that love God.
Abo abaagala Katonda.
Those that love God.
Abo abaagala Katonda.
Those that love God.
Abo abaagala Katonda.
All things work out together for good for them.
Ebintu byonna bikola ku lw'obulungi.
Because they love God.
Kubanga baagala
Katonda. Because they follow God.
Kubanga bagoberera
Katonda. Because they are submitted under God.
Kubanga biwadde eri Katonda.
So evil is resisted.
Kakati okuwa obubi buganibwa.
Because their lives are submitted. Even that which the devil meant for bad will be resisted or turned around for someone's good, because that person loves God, is under God.
Sitani ayagenderedde okukola obubi kikyusibwa n'ekibeera ku lw'obulungi kuba omuntu oyo ayagala Katonda.
And the Bible says,
era Bayibuli ega,
and to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Era eri abo abayitibwa okusinziira ku kigendererwa
kye. In other words, God turns things around for those who love him.
Mu ngeri endala agala Katonda akyusa ebintu ku lw'abo abamwagala.
God turns things around for those who love him and who walk according to his purpose.
Akyusa ebintu eri ku lw'abo abamwagala era abo abatambula mu kigendererwa kye.
Evil can be turned around.
Obubi busobola okukyusa.
For them that love God and those that are called according to the purpose of God, those that are working according to the purpose of God.
Eri abo abatambulira mu kigendererwa kya Katonda era abamwagala.
Things can be turned around.
Ebintu bisobola okukyuka.
Praise God. Acts chapter 10 verse 38 shows clearly that God is not the author of evil.
Ebikolwa by'abatume sura 13:8 lutulaga bulungi nti Katonda si yavaako obubi.
And he is not the oppressor of people.
Era si yanyigiriza abantu.
God is not the author of evil.
Katonda si yensibuko y'obubi.
And God is not the oppressor of people.
Era Katonda si yanyigiriza abantu.
There is this man called the devil.
Waliwo musajja onayitibwa Satani.
And the Bible gives us his agenda in John 10:10.
Era Bayibuli yatulaze ekigendererwa kye mu Yokaana.
That he comes to steal, kill and destroy.
Nti ajja okutta, okubba n'okuzikiriza.
But Jesus' agenda is to give life.
Naye ekigendererwa kya Katonda kwe kuwa obulamu.
And life more abundantly.
Era n'obulamu mu bujjuvu bwabwo.
So God's will is for you to live a good life.
Era ekigendererwa kya Katonda kwe kubeera n'obulamu obulungi.
It is God's will for you to be well.
Ekigendererwa kya Katonda kwe kubeera bulungi.
It is God's will for you to be healed and have perfect health.
Kye kigendererwa kya Katonda kwe kubanga owonyezebwa era obeere n'obulamu obulungi.
It is God's will for you to prosper.
Ekigendererwa kya Katonda gwe kulaakulana.
It is God's will for you to enjoy this life.
Ekigendererwa kya Katonda gwe kwe kubanga onyumirwa obulamu buno.
In his will and purpose.
Ng'oli mu kigendererwa
kye. In his will and goodness.
Mu kwagala kwe n'obulungi bwe.
Praise God.
Mukama yebaze.
Acts 10 verse 38 says.
Esula 10 onyola 38 lugano.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Katonda bwe yafuka amanyi ku Yesu Munazareth n'omwoyo mutukuvu awamu na amanyi.
The Bible says who went about doing good.
Bible yagambe yatambulanga ngakola bulungi.
And healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
Nawo nyabo bonna abali banyigizibwa Satani kuba Katonda yalinga naye.
So you see, the Bible says he went about doing good, not doing evil, but doing good.
Bible yagamba yatambulanga ngakola bulungi so sibubi.
He went about doing good, not doing evil.
Yatambulanga ngakola bulungi so sibubi.
Healing the sick,
ngawonya abalwadde.
Not causing them to be sick.
So sikubaletera ndwadde.
Setting people free,
ngalokola abantu.
Not putting chains on them.
So sikubasibanjigire.
That's not God's responsibility.
Obusibunaizwa bakatonda.
His responsibility is he comes to bring good.
Obunaizibwabwe ajja okwebira.
So Jesus went about doing good.
Nolwekyo yatambulanga ngakola bulungi.
And healing all that were oppressed by the devil. This shows us that God is not the oppressor, the devil is the oppressor. But God's work comes to heal us from the oppression of the devil, to set us free. Praise God. In
1 John,
let's go to 1 John 3:8.
Katusome mu balwa yokana esoka esula 3 olunyolo omunana.
Praise God, this is good.
Mukama yebazibwe.
This is good. This is good. I'm enjoying this word.
Nyumirwa nyi chigambo chi.
Praise God.
Mukama yebazibwe.
God is doing good.
Katonda akola bulungi.
God is doing good in your life.
Katonda akola bulungi mu bulamu.
Receive what God is doing.
Paul echo kana chako.
Because God is doing good.
Kuba Katonda akola bulungi.
Oh, thank you Jesus.
Webale Yesu.
Thank you Lord for what you're doing. He's doing good in your marriage.
Akola bulungi mu bufumbo.
He's doing good in your finances.
Akola bulungi mu byenfuna
byo. He's doing good in your education.
Akola bulungi mu kusoma
kwo. He's doing good at your place of work.
Akola bulungi ku
mulimo gwo. God is doing good things right now.
Katonda akola ebintu ebirungi kaakano mu bulamu.
Hallelujah. Thank you Jesus. Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the good things you're doing. We resist the devil. We submit under you, God. We submit our lives under you. We love you. We walk according to the purposes you have for our lives. We walk according to your will. And we resist the enemy, the devil. And he is fleeing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. 1 John 3:8
says,
he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, for this purpose, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. That he might destroy the works of the devil. So God didn't come to promote the works of the devil. No. He came to destroy the works of the devil. That is why today God is destroying sickness. God is destroying disease. God is removing pain. God is destroying poverty. Because that is his purpose. His purpose is to destroy the works of the devil. May the works of the devil be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. Now, when you look at Matthew 12, Jesus makes a statement. Jesus spoke to the Pharisees and said, look here, I am not the devil. I am not of evil. I am of good. That's a statement. Jesus made. Let's go to Matthew 12 and begin from verse
22.
Then was brought unto him one oppressed with a devil. Yeah, because the devil is the oppressor. Blind and dumb.
Yali muzibe ngira tayogera.
Blind and dumb.
Yali muzibe ni wankwado okwogera.
And he healed him.
Namuonya.
In so much that the blind and dumb both spoke and saw.
Era naonya omuzibe n'omugavu wakamwa nanawulira nayogera.
That's the work of God.
Ogwe mulimo gwa.
That's the work of Jesus Christ.
Mulimo gwa Yesu Kristo.
He does not make people blind, he opens their eyes.
Taziba abantu maso wabula gula maso.
He does not make people poor.
Taleta abantu kubera
bwa. He makes people rich.
Na abagaga waza.
He doesn't put cancer in people's body to correct them, no, he heals them.
Taleta kokolomi bibi ja abantu kubatereza wabula abawunya buwunya.
Praise God.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Verse 23. He says,
Agamba.
And all the people were amazed. They were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? They were so amazed at what he did. Because he healed people. He didn't make them sick. He healed them. That is the work of Jesus Christ. It was manifested to destroy the works of that devil. Verse 24 says, but when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doeth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils.
Oyo tagoba diamond wabula kulwa Beelzebuli omukulu wa diamond.
Verse 25, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them,
Aw Yesu namanya endowooza yabwe era n'abagamba nti,
every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation.
Nti obwakabaka bonna bwe bwawukana bwokana bwokka buzika.
And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. It's a principle.
Na buli kibuga oba buli nyumba yaukana yokanayo katesobola kuyimirirawo.
And so Jesus tells them, I understand this principle.
Katika Yesu nabagamba ntegere nno neno.
I am not a confused man.
Siri muntu atabudwa
tabudwa. I know my agenda.
Manyu mulimo gwa.
I can't have mixed agendas.
Siso akwenda na bigeni rwa byanjawo.
I am not like you, man.
Siri nga mwe basajja mwe.
Who have mixed agendas.
Abaine bigeni rwa byanjawo.
I understand the principle.
Ntegere nno.
And I cannot work against the principle. I created it. And so he reminds them of that. And verse 26, he says, and if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. It's a principle. How shall then his kingdom stand? Praise God. Verse 27 says, and if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods?
Era omuntu ayinza atyo kuyingira mu nyumba ey'omuntu ow'amaanyi n'anyaga ebibye.
Except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. So Jesus says, I'm here to bind the strong man. I cannot be working for him. I don't have mixed agendas. I'm here to destroy the works of that devil. So I cannot promote the works of the devil. So you tell me how can God come and bring cancer in your body, bring tumors in your body, or make you poor, or punish you, to correct you? He's not here to promote the works of the devil. He's here to destroy them.
Katikatona raswa kuleta cancer mubiri gokutereza ubakuboneleza. Tali wano kuleta miri moja stand wabula aliwo kujimalawo.
Every good gift, every good thing comes from God. Every evil comes from the devil. Simple theology. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So this is Jesus making a statement and says to them, I am not the devil.
Stand.
I am not of evil. I am of good. And my agenda is to destroy the works of the devil. Not to promote him. Praise God. Let's go back to Acts 10. Let's go to Acts 10. Praise God. Verse 38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. This is exactly what Jesus is still doing. This is exactly what God is still doing in your life, in everyone's life. God loves everybody. Yes, we have wars, but he's not the author of wars, because wars come as a result of the rule of the devil. And God is healing. God is doing good. Yes, there is divorce. And divorce brings pain, and we see kids suffer. And when we walk around so many streets, you see street kids, homeless people. And yes, we see evil around us. But we need to know that all the evil we see around us is of the devil.
It's
not of God. Because God is not the author of evil. So the solution here is submit yourselves under God and resist the author of evil. So we don't put all this evil on God. I misunderstand the fact that he's all powerful, he's supreme. Yes, he is, he's above, he's the creator of the universe. But we shouldn't misunderstand that. God is love. He gives grace. And the work of Jesus is to do good and heal all that are oppressed of the devil.
Stand.
So God is healing you. God is setting you free. God is making you rich. God is giving you peace. God is giving you rest. In the name of Jesus. God is touching you. If there is anything dead in your life, God is bringing life. If there is anything dead in your life, God is bringing life. If there is confusion, God is bringing peace. God is bringing understanding. God is giving you direction. God is bringing wisdom. God is settling you in the name of Jesus. Good things are happening. Everyone under the sound of my voice. Good things are happening to you. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing to these your precious people. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak peace, change, transformation, and let good things happen.
ntandika ebintu ebirungi
ebyo. Let good news come.
Amawulire amalungi
gache. Let good news come.
Leka amalungi amawulire amalungi
gache. Let good emails come.
Leka emails ennungi zije.
Good phone calls come.
Amasimu amalungi gabakubirwe.
From afar.
Okuva ewala.
From north.
Okuva mambo.
From south.
Okuva maserengeti.
East and west.
Okuva mu bugwanja
ne bugwanja.
Amawulire amalungi
gache. Good news is coming.
Amawulire amalungi gache.
Good news is coming.
Amawulire amalungi
gabo. In the name of Jesus.
Mulinnya lya Yesu.
Not bad news.
Si mawulire amalungi.
We resist the devil.
Pugana stand.
We refuse his work.
Tugana emirimo gye.
And we receive the work of God in our lives in Jesus' name. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah.
Amen.
Good teaching. Praise the Lord.
Man,
take this, believe it. Act on it. Apply this. It's going to transform your life. You see, what you don't know will never work for you. What you don't understand will never work for you. Let this be your understanding of God. And if you understand God this way, God will work for you. What you know works for you. Praise God. God bless you so much. Amen.
Amina.
Remember,
Jukira.
Jesus is the Lord of your life.
Yes, we are
nothing missing,
and
nothing broken. God bless you.